Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery, joined now by Chris Lowe for one of his two weekly visits, Mondays and Fridays, national college football guy for ESPN. Vols in Mississippi State this weekend, Chris. It sounds like, certainly us knowing about the Vols and what's going on around here, it sounds like for Joe Moorhead and his crew, both sides are really coming into this game looking at it as an opportunity, a big one, for a very much needed win.
Absolutely. You know, and for all the talk about this being such an important game for Jeremy Pruitt in Tennessee, especially when you look at what the head, Mickey, I mean, I guarantee you Mississippi State looks at this as the one that not only they got to have, but they're going to get. It'll be interesting to see. They had some of those players suspended. I think they could sort of that. It was at their discretion when they could bring them back.
It's such a weird story.
Yeah, it is a weird story. It's some of those play, because, I think this is a game they feel like they got to get. You know, it's on the road. It's a Tennessee team that has not played well, a Tennessee team that has struggled. So both teams, I can promise you, look at this as one that they got to have. And, you know, let's look at Tennessee perspective. If they don't win it, when you look at what's coming up, here's my big concern with Tennessee, is if they don't win it, and you got Alabama, you know, laying in wait down the road, you get some games in November that traditionally you think you got a chance to win, but I wonder where Tennessee is in physically, emotionally, how much, you know, how beat up are they physically and emotionally as they go into that November stretch.
Well, and from Mississippi State's perspective, you're right, because three of the next four are against LSU, Texas A&M, and Alabama.
I know in this part of the world, we look at it a lot from the Tennessee perspective, but yeah, that's why I say that. I can guarantee you that Mississippi State is, I don't know if they're saying it, but they know when you look at what comes next that this is the one they got to have. They're going to have a chance to go play in a bowl game this year.
Right. Because if they beat Tennessee, I can get you to 7-5.
Yeah.
If you lose to Tennessee, then getting to 6 is the thing.
Yeah. And I think this game comes down, you know, Kylin Hill to me is one of the more underrated players in college football.
Totally
he really
agree.
Is a good football player.
Yeah.
And tough, can make you miss, fearless. He's really everything you want in the back. And can Tennessee tackle him? I mean, how well? This is probably going to have to be Tennessee's best tackling game of the year. They cannot miss tackles on this kid, because if he gets into a rhythm and they just start turning on him in the football, it's going to be a long day for the Big Orange.
Florida at LSU. LSU, 13.5-point favorite. That's a big line against that Florida defense. And Jonathan Vilma from ESPN said, Joe Burrow needs time to throw the football. Joe Burrow gets to sit back there against the Utah States of the world, scan the defense. He gets to go get some water, kind of looks at where he wants to throw the ball, and he finally makes a completion. His stats are amazing, yes. His offense is amazing, yes. His throws are great, but he doesn't have time. Florida's not going to give him time. Florida doesn't give him time. So, interesting points there about that Florida defense going down to Baton Rouge.
Florida is really, really underappreciated. You know, when you look around the country, at not only Vegas, but other people, those in the media. I've even talked to some coaches who still aren't believers in the Gators. I mean, maybe it's because offensively they haven't been great. You know, they're on their second quarterback. But you're right. I still think when you're as good as Florida is on defense and you pressure the way Todd Grantham does, they're healthy, they're getting some guys back now on defense, they're good in the back end, they're getting some guys back there, you know, that had not played early on. I agree with you. I think they're going to come after Burrow. This by far will be his toughest test, be LSU's toughest test, offensively going against defense that will show you different looks, will come after you from different angles. Todd Grantham is not going to sit back. You know, he is going to pressure him, going to try to force him into mistakes. That, to me, is when you look at the games this weekend, of course, you got the Red River Showdown, Texas and Oklahoma. But it's in the realm of the SEC, how the rest of this race sort of shapes up, this game will say a lot about that. Because if LSU comes out of this game and win, hold serve at home, they're going to be right there in the middle of it. If Florida wins, then all of a sudden that Georgia-Florida game, I guess we're not supposed to call it the cocktail party anymore, but that Florida-Georgia game becomes massive.
Chris Lowe, our guest. This Oklahoma-Texas matchup, we're all kind of watching the Jalen Hurts thing, and he's just been killing it. And at the Heisman we're giving away today, he might be the guy at the front of the line. And he got asked about big games, Chris, and he's been all business. And he essentially said, I've played in some big games before. I had to laugh. I mean, what an understatement from a guy who's played for national championships and SEC championships and Iron Bowls. And it seemed like one of the Texas players maybe took some exception to that and said, yeah, but this is Texas football. This is different.
Well, every part of the country, every rivalry, everybody stakes claim to that being the rivalry. If you go talk to the folks at Ohio State and Michigan, they'll tell you the same thing. Here's what I know about Jalen Hurts. Nothing is too big for Jalen Hurts. He will be ready to go. I doubt very seriously that he does not play well in this football game. He is so driven, so motivated. And not just because of what happened in Alabama, but he understands that this is his shot to go and get a chance to play for a national championship and lead a team to a national championship. This is his last shot. And somehow, some way, you just know the storyline is going to be Alabama versus Oklahoma. We've all talked about that. We sort of joked about that. But somehow, some way, it's going to be Tua versus Jalen, either in the playoff or in the championship game. But not. I doubt very seriously that you'll see Jalen Hurts in this football game look like he's not been there before.
Also want to see Justin Fields against, we've talked about this, against Georgia. That would be an awesome Final Four.
Well, there's a lot of those. You know, think about it, Brent. Think about the matchups you could come up with. LSU versus Ohio State. How about LSU versus Ohio State? You know, Burrow was at Ohio State.
Burrow, yeah.
I mean, there's a ton of those, you know, now that we're in the world of quarterback free agency. These type matchups that you can set up. And invariably, we're going to see one of those, I bet. Whether it's Oklahoma, Alabama, whether it's LSU, Ohio State, whether it's Georgia, Ohio State, you're going to see one of those in the playoff.
You tweeted this, Chris. Are people sleeping on Penn State? I think people were sleeping more maybe on Wisconsin. And they win 10 games a year, every year. Like death and taxes, you can count on that.
You can make an argument. Paul Christ, quietly, has done as good a job as any coach in America over the last few years with what he's done with that Wisconsin team. And, you know, when you look at, and I know recruiting rankings aren't the end all, but you go find me the last time that Wisconsin's had two or three straight recruiting classes that are ranked in the top 10 or top 15 nationally. It doesn't happen. And yet, and I know everybody's going to say, well, they play in the Big Ten, you know, hogwash. They've been consistent. They've won big games. They do the things that it takes to win. Some things about the game don't, you know, the game has evolved. But some things don't win. When you're good on special teams, you run the football, and you stop the run, and you don't give up big plays on defense. And Wisconsin does all those things, and they've consistently done well over the years. So Wisconsin and Penn State both are teams, and we're going to find out, you know, Wisconsin really put a hurting on Michigan. And you mentioned the Nittany Lions. Starting with the game at Iowa this week, we're going to find out over the next 3 weeks what Penn State is. I mean, Penn State, if you go back to the first week in October in 16, I think it is, under James Franklin, is 34-7. And six of those seven losses have been by four or fewer points. So they've been in all those games,
yeah.
I think, except the Michigan loss was a big one. Both of those teams in the Big Ten, Wisconsin and Penn State, I've seen Ohio State live. Ohio State, to me, if they're not the most complete team, they're one of the top two in that category. We're going to find out if Penn State and Wisconsin over the next couple of weeks fit in that same category.
Memphis finally into the top 25, I think a week too late. But anyway, 23rd in the AP poll. Chris, they've got a sneaky big game this week, too, at Temple, who is 4-1, ESPN2, 11 a.m. Central. I love this Memphis team.
Well, and you start talking about coaches who've done a good job quietly. Mm-hmm. What about Mike Norvell?
Yep.
What he's done at Memphis. That was a tough job, really a bad job. And I go back to our old friend Tommy West. Tommy West did a nice job of sort of bringing that program back to where it was at least serviceable. But Mike's come in there and really taken it to another level. And I think the community there has rallied around him. he's been able to go out and find good football players in that area and other areas and bring them in and develop them. He's got this, the system, and they have really rallied around that and played. I was there, let's see, what, I guess it was 2 years ago that I was there when UCLA came. Josh Rosen, actually, it's funny, I went there to do a story on Rosen. And, of course, Memphis beats him. And quickly, you know, my the reason I was there changed. But it's been fun to watch what he's done with that program. And I agree. I think that the Temple-Memphis matchup is one of those that maybe aren't on a lot of people's radar nationally. But the winner of that game has a chance to go on and have a really good season.
Old Tennessee fan can remember a similar situation in 1985 when Sports Illustrated went to Knoxville to do a story about Bo Jackson and put him on the cover. And then Tennessee wins 38-20 over number one Auburn, and Tony Robinson ends up on the cover, the Tennessee Waltz.
Tony Robinson. Boy, remember that defense, that Ken Donahue-led defense?
Yep.
Dale Jones, Kelly Ziegler, Mark Hovannik. That 85 Tennessee
Chris
team,
White.
And I'm a little biased because I was in school then. Still, to me, I know they won the championship in 98. There were some great teams in the 90s. Coach Majors had those teams in 89 and 90. That 85 team, if I had to pick one of my favorite teams, and again, I knew a lot of those guys in school with them, would rate right there at the top for me.
Mark Hovannik, Darren Miller, that was fun.
Darren Miller. They had the Jersey connection going on there for a while. Remember Coach Majors, the way he would call it, he would say, Pete Panuska.
Coach Majors. Oh, man. So, hey, fun weekend this weekend. We got tons of games, man. Can't wait to talk about everything that happened over the weekend on Monday with you.
Get into October. That's when it starts to get real, guys.
Yep. Yes, sir. Thank you, Chris.
You bet.
Chris Lowe on 104.5 The Zone, presented by the Maynard Man. Is your home ready for the season? If not, call the Maynard Man. Maynard provides annual service for heating and cooling systems in your home. Healthy home plans for as low as $8.95 per month. Call the Maynard Man at 615-255-0603 or themaynardman.com.
Tennessee Vanderbilt Titans all in action. Do they go 3-0?